Jerry Bader Show 1035. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Those of you listening in the Green Bay area getting a number of calls, well, a call and a number of texts that Highway 172 westbound at a standstill, apparently an accident in that area, in the snow. So bear that in mind. The first text that we got about 10 minutes ago was 172 westbound at a standstill at Alloway and Bellevue. And yeah, it is around just past GV. Now, Jason, yours says going east, the note that you got, eastbound. Well, maybe it's all bottled. Just watch 172. There's a good chance you're going to have problems. Anywhere you go, there's a good chance you're going to have problems. All right, let's do this thing. Because I want to get to a what is right, what is wrong topic before the end of the hour. So let's make our Packer picks. By the way, if you missed the interview with Mike McCarthy that I did earlier this morning, there's speculation in the media. Now, he wouldn't go there, but he made it clear that the decision concerning Aaron Rodgers is not up to, at least exclusively, not up to team physician Patrick McKenzie. He said that Aaron was right. It's an organizational decision. Here's the way most people are seeing this from the outside looking in who follow the Packers in the media. And that is what I mean by that are media people who report on the Packers. Aaron wants to start. Mike would like to start him. And Ted Thompson right now is the one protecting the long-term investment. I find that scenario highly believable. I don't know any of this. This is pure speculation, and I want to be very clear on that. Here's the way it just looks to me. That Dr. Patrick McKenzie said, I'm not going to ban him from playing. I would suggest that he doesn't play right now. Doctors do that. Saying, well, the healing is such where I can clear him to play, but my medical opinion is I would wait a week or two. This is all nothing but pure speculation on my part. And then Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers are like, well, okay, the part I heard was he could play. And Ted Thompson is going, the part I heard is we should wait a week or two. That's the way I, again, pure, total, 100% speculation on my part. That Dr. McKenzie is not saying he can't play. Dr. McKenzie is saying, in his opinion, he shouldn't play. That's what I believe is happening. I'm going to say that after every sentence so people don't say that I reported that. I believe that's what's happening. I don't know that. I believe that. Did I make that clear? Well, someone's going to say I reported that. That's why I'm trying. I'm not reporting any of this factually. This is complete speculation on my part. That's what I think is going on. That's a really tough call. If that is what happened, and again, I don't know that. If that is what happened, it's a really tough call. Almost as tough as this damn game. Oh, man. Johnny Jolly gone. It could be horrible weather. Snowy conditions. Who do you think that benefits? Does it benefit either team or is it the great equalizer? Jason thinks it's an equalizer. It almost never works out that way. And you have two cold weather teams. You notice the NFL does that when they do give the Packers in recent years. This was because of the great December success of Mike Holmgren at Lambeau, in my opinion. In my opinion. Whenever they play at Lambeau in late December, they play a cold weather team in recent years. It just seems that way to me. And then they get a cold weather game at Chicago in Chicago. You know what I mean? They just, anyway. Pittsburgh is playing better down the stretch. Its defense still isn't that good. Its offense is playing better. Ben Roethlisberger is light years better than Matt Flynn. We have to be honest about that. But Matt Flynn, I don't know what to make out of him. Here's another question. I asked this on the air the other day. Just say, let's talk crazy for a minute. Let's say Aaron doesn't start for the rest of the regular season. And Matt Flynn plays impressively, and they win Sunday and at Chicago. What becomes of his NFL career? Is he a Packer for life? Or do teams take a second look at him as a starter? Well, it would be one of the weirdest things ever. He can only do it in Green Bay? There would be this great temptation to wonder what went wrong in Seattle. Well, Russell Wilson went wrong in Seattle. What went wrong in Oakland? It's Oakland. And he never really got a chance at Buffalo. I know that's a lot of rationalizing on my part. I get that. But that'll be interesting. Jason says 13-10 Packers. I honest to God don't know what to do. I just don't. I don't know what to do. 21-20 Green Bay. I think that's wrong. No, I think it's right. No, I think it's wrong. I'm just like Craig. 21-20 Green Bay. I can't wait to see what Craig does now. I should say this, though, and I meant to say this on the air. If Craig makes a pick before we know who's starting, and he would, Craig, if you're listening, send an email. Should we be able to make our picks if we know that Aaron is starting? If we find that out, because if he's starting, I'd pick the Packers anyway, so it doesn't impact me. 21-20 Green Bay. I don't even know why I'm doing that. Other than perhaps beyond wishful thinking. I just don't know. All right. I don't have a lot of time for this. I want to try to set this up in 3 minutes. And then 3 minutes after that, we'll try to take calls on this. What is right, what is wrong topic? As you know, Wisconsin has a lemon law. And I don't know all the criteria, but if you have X number of repairs and dollars, it's deemed a lemon and for a new purchase, obviously, and the car company has to replace it. This happened to a Fond du Lac couple. They had a 2010 red Ford Escape. Apparently, there were some recalls with it, and they kept having problems with it, so they invoked the lemon law. Ford didn't argue that this didn't qualify. Ford did not dispute that, yeah, under the lemon law, we need to get you a new vehicle. They spent $27,000 in February 2010 on the Ford Escape, but the vehicle was subject to a recall about a transmission problem, writes the Journal Sentinel. The Porters is the family name in Fond du Lac. They wound up taking it in several times, had the transmission rebuilt twice, still had issues. Fall of 2011, they requested a replacement under the lemon law. So Ford offered them a brand new 2012 Escape. So far, so good, right? So what's the problem? They wanted a red one. Ford gave them a blue one. They refused it, saying, no, we want a red one. And that we wouldn't have bought an Escape in the first place if we couldn't get it in, what the heck is it, magenta something, 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 something. Ford instead offered the same vehicle, but 2 years newer, in steel blue metallic with a charcoal interior and a moonroof instead of a roof rack. The Porter said that's not the color they would have paid so much to buy. In his closing arguments Wednesday, Ford attorney Michael Wirth called the color the elephant in the room. The blue Escape meets virtually every criteria under the lemon law for comparable vehicles, Wirth said. Would the blue Escape have put the Porters in the same position they'd been in when they bought the defective red Escape? Of course, he said. Now, their attorneys say that Ford was upset about having to replace the car, so they got poopy about the color. That's their argument. Ford says, no, they just continued the whole thing because they wanted damages. That they use that as a lame excuse to perpetuate the lawsuit. And that they should have taken the brand new 2012 blue, metallic blue Ford Escape and shut up. Who's right and who's wrong? 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Is there any good reason Ford shouldn't have given them a new vehicle with the same color as they ordered in the first place? Or are these people being petty for not accepting a brand new vehicle of a different color. By the way, they're still driving the old one. It's 10:45.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring-ting-tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.